In Afghanistan today, what looks like a fresh attempt to undermine the already fragile interim government, the defense minister barely escaped an assassination attempt in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. According to a government spokesman, four people were killed and more than a dozen were injured when a bomb exploded near the minister's convoy. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Afghanistan and he's following this story. Ivan, what happened in Jalalabad?
Robert, government officials here say that the bomb exploded near the bazaar in the center of Jalalabad. It exploded within yards of the defense minister's convoy. And they say that all the casualties were civilian bystanders, that his entourage escaped any injury or casualty.
And who do they suspect made this assassination attempt?
First of all, the authorities have fingered the Taliban or possible Al-Qaeda fighters still operating in Afghanistan. There's another possibility, though. The defense minister, Fahim, he was promoting a new government policy to eradicate poppy cultivation, to stop the smuggling of heroin and opium out of Afghanistan. Now, the government's offering money to farmers to destroy their poppy fields, and the government's threatened to use force against any farmer who resists. And there has been some violence over the past 24 hours. Farmers have resisted. At least a half dozen people have been killed in clashes, and there have even been roadblocks set up on the road between Kabul and Pakistan. So in addition to this, Fahim, the defense minister, he's not very popular in this part of Afghanistan. He's an ethnic Tajik from the Northern Alliance, which is not well liked in the Pashtun country where Jalalabad is located. So enemies had many motives, perhaps, for this assassination attempt.
Do we know if there are any links between this attack today against the defense minister and the arrests last week of people who were accused of plotting to undermine the government?
Nobody has announced any kind of links between the two, but there has been a disturbing trend over the past several months, a number of incidents of violence, the most dramatic being the killing of the Minister of Tourism in February at the airport in Kabul. There haven't been any convictions yet. There have been several gun battles, and on Sunday morning, rockets were fired at foreign peacekeepers stationed in Kabul. And then we had last week Afghan authorities arresting hundreds of suspects that they say could have been linked to a major conspiracy that they say was set to sabotage and undermine the current government. The main targets of this plot, they say, were the chief of the administration, that's Hamid Karzai, as well as the former king, Zahir Shah, whose return to Afghanistan has been delayed several times due to security reasons.
So you've described problems with warlords, also problems over poppies and the historic tensions between Tajiks and Pashtuns. The question seems to be here, can the center hold in Kabul? Is this interim administration strong enough to hold the country together?
And the fact is, Robert, this is a fractured country that's faced more than 20 years of civil war. Even the Afghan interim government is not united. There are many intrigues going on within that government, different factions that are pushing against each other. And we're in a crucial time now. These are the last several months before the Tribal Council of Elders, which is set to meet in June. And this Loya Jirga, this Council of Elders, is going to appoint a new government, and it's paving the way for elections here. So all of these factions, all of these warlords, which in the past have been accustomed to resolving their differences through the use of a gun, they are all positioning themselves in advance of this crucial meeting. Some may seek to simply try to ruin the meeting before it even takes place.
Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Bamiyan in Afghanistan.